This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Janet Saidi. One of three American students arrested during protests in Egypt for allegedly throwing firebombs at Egyptian police is from mid-Missouri. KBIA's Ryan Familiner spoke with the student's mother and has this report.
Video being broadcast on Egyptian television shows the three American students in custody. One of them is looking around the room. He almost looks comfortable. The other stoic, almost to the point of disinterest. Then there's Derek Sweeney. He looks
terrified, and it's like a deer in the headlights.
Joy Sweeney is Derek's mother. She's a school board member in Jefferson City, where Derek grew up. The video shows a table in front of the suspects, holding what's likely evidence, bottles of gasoline like they allegedly threw at Egyptian police fighting with protesters near Tahrir Square Monday.
What do I think about those accusations? I think that they're completely inaccurate portrayal of my child. He cares deeply about the world, and he truly believes in solving problems peacefully.
Joy and her family have very little information about her son's situation Tuesday night. The last thing the State Department told her is he's being held for questioning at a courthouse in Cairo. She's watching the news, too, in hopes of finding out more.
He's a 19-year-old junior at Georgetown, so obviously he's had to work hard to get where he is in this world. And he was studying Arabic and psychology. I believe that he's curious, but I do not believe that he would inflict harm on anyone.
Joyce's phone keeps cutting in and out during the interview. Some of the calls are friends offering prayers. Others are reporters like me. The last time she spoke with her son was just hours before his arrest. Joyce says the State Department told her it wouldn't be a good idea right now for her family to try to go to Egypt, but she says she has another son in Afghanistan who may try to go to Egypt if Derek ends up going to trial. I'm Ryan Familiner.
A professor at the University of Missouri has found a way to lower the cost of turkeys for us all at Thanksgiving. KBIA's Sarah Radel reports.
Every morning, Jeff Furman goes out to the University of Missouri's turkey farm on St. Charles Road to take care of his hundreds of turkeys.
Mostly feed them and walk them.
Furman is a professor of animal science at MU. He recently announced a discovery 20 years in the making that's likely to make turkeys cheaper for consumers and the farmers that produce them.
When you look at feed costs, feed is the biggest cost of raising birds. And so anything we can do to reduce the feed costs is good. So what we've done is try to get as precise with the amino acid requirements as possible, and that's one of the major cost components of feed.
Though the cost of feed prices for turkeys has been rising for decades, Furman says it has been difficult for producers to pass that expense on to consumers. He says his new turkey feed will immediately lower the cost for farmers and eventually lower the prices for consumers. Since turkey demand spikes this time of year, Furman says what he is most thankful for this year is that Americans continue to put turkeys on their Thanksgiving tables.
I'm glad that, for my sake, from a turkey perspective, that, you know, people like turkey on Thanksgiving. It keeps the business going and keeps everybody productive, so to speak.
Furman says the 400 birds he's raising now won't be sitting pretty on any Thanksgiving tables this year. They're not quite big enough. Before next Thanksgiving, Furman hopes to further improve his formula and send a big and healthy group of turkeys to market. Sarah Radel, KBIA News.
For KBIA News, I'm Janet Saidi.